Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Beyer. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally put in something different, a story, a joke, a recording I made, and I call those things wombats. And I also think of co-hosts as wombats, so I have a wombat today. Paul Gadola is my host, and say hello, Paul.
Hello, Harry. Happy to be here with you.
Good. I want to start off by asking you a question, and that is, how did you end up in this part of the world? What are you doing here? And anything you want to comment about that, feel free.
Sure, Harry. Thank you. So I grew up in western Pennsylvania, and I have 3 1,000-mile hiking trips on the Appalachian Trail. So I've been coming to Damascus since 1997 for trail days. First time I ever hiked was 96 and started coming to trail days in 97. And through the years speeding up, in 2005, I brought my wife to trail days and she loved Damascus. So I said, well, if you love Damascus, then let's go. So it took us about a year to get here to figure out, you know, how we would make a living here. But we moved here in 2006 and been here ever since, and we love it. And now we both own our own businesses here, operating out of Abingdon and Damascus.
Yes, I've met your wife, Shelley, and she sells meals, you said, pre-prepared meals.
That's correct. It's called Sun Meal Prep, and she puts out a menu each week, and you get your choice of about five entrees, 3 breakfast choices, and some snack choices. Huh. And you can order, you know, a combo of, like, say, 5 breakfasts, 10 entrees, and some snacks, or you can order a la carte, or any way you'd like.
And your business is in Damascus, and it's...
That's her business is in Damascus, and my business is Iron Mountain Fitness, and it's a gym in Abingdon.
Oh, it's in Abingdon.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's you do physical training and workouts?
Yeah, so pretty much everything is class-based, and we concentrate on form. Every class is an hour, all ages. I have some not super young kids, but about 10, 11 is about the youngest we work with, to the oldest I have right now in the gym is a 73-year-old.
Huh, well. I could come in max over that.
You're welcome to come in, Harry. We'd be happy to have you.
So you've picked all the songs for today, and I'll let you introduce them one by one. I'll jump in occasionally, make a comment. But did you have any particular perspective or overview? I often don't. I just sort of pick the songs I like and then organize them. But did you have any sort of guiding principle?
I did. And so kind of what I was thinking, Harry, is I tend to find meaning in lots of different places, and I look for truth and lessons in everything. So I find in lyrics there's lots of great lessons and kind of hidden meanings. And it might not even be what the artist necessarily meant, but it's still there. So that was kind of the way I picked and chosen all these songs, but I also really like all of these songs also. So those two things had to go together, not just, hey, there's meaning in those lyrics.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's one of my pet peeves is people who pick songs because they're so really a great message, but no music. I got to have both.
Right. Well, I hope you like all these songs.
Yeah. No, I've listened to all of them. I do like all of them.
Good.
Some more than others, but they're not, most of them are unfamiliar to me, so they're all new. Well, let's start off with your first one. What do you want to tell us about that? And I'll hit play when you wave at me.
Absolutely. So we're going to start with Blue Sky by the Allman Brothers Band, and a lot of you are probably familiar with this song. And I just have a really good feeling about this song, that I like it, and it makes me feel happy. But I really also like the lyrics in it, in particular the line where they say, they just keep on flowing, they don't worry about where it's going. So talking about the river flowing. And I think it's so important, if that's kind of the way that we need to live our life. We need to do what we do, we need to do it to the best of our ability, but we can't be worried about how other people receive our actions. We are only responsible on our end. So that was the message that I found in this. And then also, I was telling you this before we started recording here, is that when Shelley and I were moving to Damascus, we always kind of envisioned Blue Sky playing in the car as we were driving into the road in Damascus. So it has special meaning for us that way too.
Yeah. So. I often have some early memory of when a particular song was really hit me, you know. Okay, you ready to go?
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
That was Blue Sky by the Allman Brothers Band.
Okay. So, well, that was Blue Sky. Let's. What do you got next?
We're going to hear Lie in Our Graves by the Dave Matthews Band. And this song has particular meaning to me. During one of my hikes or after one of my hikes on the Appalachian Trail, I put out a book that is essentially my journal. And that book title is called Lie in My Grave, Memories from an Appalachian Trail Hike. And the title was based a lot on this song. If I could live my life over, I probably wouldn't title it that now, but that's the title I chose 20 years ago or thereabouts. But the main point is that we have this moment to demonstrate who and what we want to be and to enjoy our lives, and you don't want to lie in your grave having regrets of things that you wish you would have done. So that's what this song is about.
And okay. You know, I hate to digress at all, but what was your trail name?
Yeah, so my trail name was Full Moon, as in like the moon, F-U-L-L, moon.
Full.
Yep, and that actually was, I had that name kind of from a nature name when I was working in an outdoor center, and it's because I have no artistic ability, so I had to draw a picture on a wood cookie that had my name on it.
Ah.
And so we were in the desert, and I was like, what could I call myself, and you know, what would I like? And I was like, oh, I like coyotes, and I was like, oh, I can't draw a coyote. And I was like, well, I like the moon. Oh, I can draw a big white circle. So it kind of comes from that, but it's better than letting somebody name you out on the AT and coming walking away with a name like Toe Jam or Bloody Nose or something like that.
So. Yeah. So this song apparently is tied to your experience on the trail.
Yep, absolutely. And it's one of my favorites of all time.
Step into the light, my arms are open wide. Oh, when I step into the light, my eyes searching wildly. Would you not like to be sitting on top of the world with your legs hanging free? Would you not like to be? I'm blown away. can't believe that we would lie in our graves, wondering if we had spent our living days well. I can't believe that we would lie in our graves, dreaming of things that we might have been. Would you nothing to be? I can't believe that you had nothing to be.
That was Line Our Graves by the Dave Matthews Band, and the particular lyrics in that song that I really love and kind of the reason why I chose it for this show and also for my book was, I can't believe that we would lie in our graves dreaming of things that we might have been. And of course, that doesn't mean to be greedy and selfish and gluttonous, but it means to go out and take the chances and do the things you can and live your best life. All right, are we ready for our next song then,
Harry? We are.
All right, so the next song is These Are the Days by the 10,000 Maniacs. And so it's kind of the same theme that you have this moment, you know, part of it, some of the things that's talked about in this song. But if you get into the lyrics, we won't go through all of them. I think this whole song is just loaded with some deep lyrics and just reminding you that these are the days we have here on Earth, so let's make the most of them. These Are the Days by the 10,000 Maniacs. Sometimes you just hear it as from Natalie Merchant.
These are days you and
That was These Are the Days by the 10,000 Maniacs, or sometimes you hear it as Natalie Merchant. So the next song we're going to go into is One Particular Harbor by the Jimmy Buffett Band, or by Jimmy Buffett. And this song, too, I find a lot of meaning in, and kind of I think the lesson to be learned here from this song is that the state of mind that is available to us all the time is how we perceive the world. We can make it in our own state of mind. And it says, some of the particular lyrics that I like is, "Most mysterious calling harbor, so far but yet so near." So we have that in us all the time. So it's so far, we can't get to it sometimes because we're distracted by other things going on in life and we lose the focus on the immediate moment, but it's always right there in our mind if we can just focus our attention and appreciate our life and have the positive state of mind.
Yeah, I'm a Jimmy Buffett fan. I forget what they call us, parrot heads.
Parrot heads, yeah.
That's right. I've been to West Key West a few times and sort of feel like I walked in his shoes. But I play a number of songs on the show, and I also sing his songs. It often seems to me that as beautiful as the songs are and as lovely as the lyrics are, there's always kind of a hidden meaning. I always feel like he's speaking to me, and it's joy. It's enjoy your life, you know. Get on with it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think any way you enjoy the music, right? It could be the lyrics. It could just be the sound. It gives you a feeling, whatever makes you happy with it.
Yeah, I think just last week I played Young Man Goes to Paris. Goes on about, you know, life is changing. Anyway, let's get on. One Particular Harbor and Jimmy Buffett.
Take
that one particular harbor, sheltered from the wind, where the children play on the shore each day, and all is safe within. Most mysterious calling harbor,
that is One Particular Harbor by Jimmy Buffett. And again, looking at some of the lyrics in that song, he says, I know I don't get there often enough, but God knows I surely try. It's a magic kind of medicine that no doctor could prescribe. So I just think of that as a state of mind, that that's where we want to be. And it's always available to us 24/7. It's just whether we can be there or not.
Yeah, that's, you and I have talked about this before, but the whole religious ecstasy thing, that the one message that I find consistent in the parts of the things I like is that you don't have to go to a special place to get there. You don't have to go in church. You don't have to be high on a mountain. You know, you can be cleaning the bathroom, good a time as any. So that's spot on.
Yeah, that's exactly what I think.
You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Beyer. Wombats and Music comes on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7. You can also pick us up on the web streaming at WEHEFM.com. And my host tonight is Paul Godola from Damascus, and he's been picking all the songs. And now we'll get back into the show.
And this next song is kind of related to that. It's by the Indigo Girls, and it's Closer to Fine. And some of the lyrics here for you to listen to, the whole song, I think, is just loaded with great lyrics. But in it, they sing, well, darkness has a hunger that's insatiable, and lightness has a call that's hard to hear. So kind of the same thing. It's there, and it's always available, but sometimes it's really hard to hear.
Yeah. Well, another thing that some of the songs bring out and some avoid is, and part of this, you know, I've taught this too, the whole idea of the, you know, the Star Wars, the dark side. You know, there's the dark side. The dark side is not to be completely avoided. The dark side is an important part of what makes life whole and full. And being aware of it and conscious of it and even letting it speak in the music is important.
Absolutely, Harry. And we're going to kind of specifically talk about that in one of the songs coming up down the road here after a couple more songs. But this one will be Closer to Fine by the Indigo Girls.
I'm trying to tell you something about my life. Maybe give me insight between black and white. And the best thing you ever done for me is to help me take my life less seriously. It's only life after all. Yeah. Well, darkness has a hunger that's insatiable, and lightness has a call that's hard to hear.
my fear around me like a blanket. I sail my ship of safety till I sank it. I'm crawling on your shores. I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, yeah, closer I am to find, yeah. And I went to see the doctor of philosophy with a poster of Rasputin and a beer down to his knee. He never did marry or see a B-grade movie. He graded my performance. He said he could see through me. I spent 4 years prostrate to the higher mind. Got my paper and I was free. I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, yeah. Closer I am to find, yeah. I stopped by the bar at 3 a.m. to seek solace in a bottle or possibly a friend. I woke up with a headache like my head against a board, twice as cloudy as I'd been the night before. And I went in seeking clarity. I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountain. We go to the doctor, we go to the mountains, we look to the children, we drink from the fountain. Yeah, we go to the Bible, we go through the workout, we read up on revival, we stand up for the lookout. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, closer I am to find.
That was Closer to Find by the Indigo Girls. And looking at some of those lyrics again, I love the lyrics where they sang, there's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line, and the less I seek my source for some definitive, the closer I am to find.
Yeah. Closer to Find is where we want to go.
Absolutely. So the next song, Harry, kind of goes back to what you were just talking about, is that like you need the darkness in your life to experience all that there is. And so the next song is It's in the Way That You Use It by Eric Clapton. And I don't think that Eric Clapton was trying to convey that message, but some of the lyrics in this, he says, nobody's right until somebody's wrong. Nobody's weak until somebody's strong. No one gets lucky until luck comes along. Nobody's lonely until somebody's gone. And I just see that as like this dualistic world that we live in. We need these things to experience everything that there can be. So in order for you to demonstrate generosity, you need somebody that's in need of it. And to be compassionate, somebody needs to be in need of it. And so we need this both. And you couldn't be happy all the time if you never experienced some sadness and some difficulties, and you need these challenges along the way.
Just get my two cents in. The place where that came up for me was I'm a performer, and I love to sing and perform. Not for big groups, but one day it suddenly hit me, and I was feeling good about singing. I thought, without an audience, I'd be worthless. I need these people. They are what make me who I am.
Absolutely, yeah. Sharing it all together. And so, yeah, you need both sides of it. Like you said, the light and dark from Star Wars.
So you ready for this?
Let's do it. So that was It's in the Way That You Use It by Eric Clapton. And, you know, that song's been out probably since the 80s. So the next song here is kind of a special one to me. It's actually by my brother and his band. His band is called Dog OK. And so my brother is Patrick Godola. And I asked him, I said, well, what do you want me to say about this song? He said, just have everybody listen to it. And so if you like it, check them out on Reverb Nation. You can find them online, Dog OK. And this song is called Spirit by my brother, Patrick Godola.
I'd like to know how he picked the band name Dog OK. That's
I know he says on some of his promotional stuff, I'm OK, you're OK, Dog OK. And I don't know exactly how he picked that out. So I should have had that story ready for you. Yeah.
Well, I'd never heard this before, and I listened to it. And I enjoyed it. It was actually more accessible than some of the other things here. And I particularly like listening. I like to hear a particular instrument, the bass. There's a bass playing in there, wandering around, kind of having a good time. And I especially like that in this song.
Well, that's great. Let's check it out, Harry. Spirit by Patrick Godola and Dog OK. That was Spirit by Dog OK, and the words and music were by Patrick Godola. And just kind of looking at those lyrics, of course, I'm partial to my brother's song here, but he says, "I have the spirit I need inside me and with me." And so I really appreciate those lyrics here. And the next song is by a local person here in Southwest Virginia, Eastern Tennessee. And it's the Ian Feathers Band, and this song is called Long Haul. And just the term long haul I always appreciated, because I think sometimes we think we want things right away and we want the quick fix. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's going to be a long haul, and we got to stick with it. And even if you did ever achieve that elusive complete enlightenment, you'd have to get up and chop wood and carry water the next day, right? So we're in it for the long haul. This is going to be by the Ian Feathers Band.
How many years will we live? Seems so long through the eyes of a child. How much effort will you give? Please don't live your life in fear. I'm in it for the long haul. Doesn't matter how long I live. Purple blooms on the red bud. Petals I shed. An old man, I hope you live your life for success. I hope you want to have a family. I hope that your children, they live to grow whole. I'm in it for the long haul. It doesn't matter how long I live. The purple blooms on the red bud. Petals I share. Some men, they want to be famous. Some men are told that they must be a king. Would you believe if I told you the only thing I want is for you to be free? I'm in it for the long haul. Doesn't matter how long I live. Purple blooms on the red bud. Petals I shed.
That was Long Haul by the Ian Feathers Band. So we have time for one more song here this evening. the song is going to be Imagine by John Lennon. And Harry was telling me a little bit that this song was heavily influenced from Yoko Ono.
Yeah, there's a special, I think it's on Netflix, about John Lennon, and a lot of it's about making this song. And in the special, they bring out the fact that Yoko Ono was a very strong influence in his life, and that many people felt the spirit of this song was more her than him. He was expressing it. He lived it, but that it really, a lot of it came from her. So I thought that was interesting. I had never heard that before.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I'm going to check that special out for sure, Harry. So this song is, to me, one of the most powerful songs. And just some of the lyrics: imagine there's no countries, it isn't hard to do, nothing to kill or die for, and no religion too. And you just think, these are really groups that and labels that we've decided we're part of. And it sometimes can break up and we make us separate, when really there's a global unity that we need to achieve. And that's kind of what this song's about. You know, a brotherhood of man, imagine all the people sharing all the world. That was Imagine by John Lennon, and those are some powerful lyrics. I think my favorites, where he says, imagine all the people living life in peace, and the very last line of the song is, and the world will live as one.
You've been listening to Wombats and Music on WEHC FM 90.7. Our co-host tonight is Paul Gadola from Damascus. I want to thank Paul for a very interesting selection of songs and comments about them. I always enjoy talking to you, Paul. And now I want to ask you all to join me, as I do each week, in doing something together. And what I want you to do is, please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.